Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Excuse me. Demo show on Friday, TGIF edition. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. We do the drawing from 2:30 to 2:45 today. Then if you're first time calling, your name goes in twice. Reminder, this weekly farm market has the Demo show Super Bowl special. You need to call to put in your order at 280-FARM, 280-FARM. You can ask them if they have any that are cooked ready for pickup today, but you can pick it up Saturday or Sunday. So imagine this, with the games at 5:30, I think. So you can go trucking down there, you know, 4 o'clock, pick it up, get back to the house, get everything ready, buy some buns. I would add... I cook awesome baked beans myself, but and really just have a great Super Bowl party. Or if you're a guest, take that with you and really impress them. 280-FARM, $25 for a full big. Did I mention big Boston butt? You got a big butt, and it's from Boston. 280-FARM, give them a call. And if you need a dessert or something for the Super Bowl get-together, that's definitely the place to go. Their bourbon, chocolate bourbon pecan pie is killer. Their pound cake, killer. Caramel cake, unbelievable. Go and see them. Let's go to Oz. Oz, thank you for your patience, my friend.
How are you doing today?
I'm great because it's TGIF.
That's right. So... I'm on the road a lot being an outside sales, so I listened to the hypocrisy that was being spewed yesterday by Schiff, and it sickened me to hear him decline to answer a question.
About his staff?
Because he said, yes. I mean, that was ridiculous.
It really was. And he was very indignant. I think we found his prissy moment.
He is so defiant, thinking that he is correct and right and fair. And everything that they've done is hypocritical and unfair to the utmost, that I believe they've just got the blinders on. They don't know what they're doing. And if you follow sports, have you ever seen a team that is full of individuals?
Nope.
And when somebody makes a bad
play, I have seen some that are full of individuals, but they're called losers.
That plays right into this. So somebody boots the ball, somebody drops a pass, somebody misses a basket. Teammates start to turn on each other. That's what we saw happening starting last night when I think it was Care Bear decided to get up and go to the podium, and Schiff tried to stop it. We're seeing that. There's going to be some finger pointing in the coming weeks to blame those that have really screwed up this whole impeachment trial.
Where would Nancy Pelosi really be on that list?
Well, she's going to be the top dog. That every finger is going to be pointed at her, I believe, because it's ridiculous. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. But I do have a question for you.
Sure.
Where are they still pulling up abuse of power? I'm not seeing it, because I'm not going to tell you that I've delved into everything and researched it all to the utmost extent to know what's going on. But everything I've heard says that the commander-in-chief or those responsible for giving out billions of dollars should be able to make sure there is not corruption where the money is going. And to me, that is what Trump was doing. He's trying to make sure there's not corruption, which there was. We know there was. There's been evidence of the corruption.
Something Joey said, and did you share this with your audience? Was Trump sending Ukraine a message? Because if he was, he never told them about it. Or was he sending the staff that does this kind of stuff a message? You better make sure you get this right.
Right.
And I think that, because he never said anything to Ukraine, I don't think he was holding it as a thing over their head because they never told him about it. I think he is tired of the crap, now you said that's a government term, in government, that people doing this stuff. They're giving people money, and they don't do the checking out of things.
Yeah, I mean, there's no due process to make sure the governments that are taking our money, because that's what they're just taking the money, is legitimate, and where the money is really going to. I've heard stories of aid going to Africa, and the aid just sitting in warehouses, rotting, because the warlords wouldn't distribute it. Same thing here. I mean, are these funds going to the correct people, and are they benefiting the government that they're supposed to, or are those funds going to pay off government official sons that are illegitimately being put on boards of energy companies? That's the question, and that's what all Americans should be saying. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready to see what we can do with everybody working together, which probably won't ever happen, because the Democrats are going to whine the entire time.
A Democrat whine? Are you kidding?
Oh,
no, Democrats don't whine. Would you like a little cheese with that, Mr. Democrat?
Wow, it is ridiculous how much they whine. But thank you, Dan, for taking my call. Y'all take care and have a great day.
Thank you for calling, and you have a great day. Let's go to the one and only Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Late breaking news, Dan. Late breaking news.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff has introduced a new article of impeachment.
Yeah.
Aren't man bad?
I like it.
Aren't man bad?
I
I want a picture of Trump out there after he's acquitted saying, "You're damn right I call for the code red."
You need me on that tower. You want me on that wall.
That's right, man. I wanted to play Jack Nicholson. You know, "You're damn right I ordered the code red." Well, Murkowski's out, and it's a done deal now. So, of course, the real stupidity in all of it is now the Democrats are still procedurally going to try and drag things out until Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm sure. Of course, the only person that helps is Joe Biden, right?
Well, I'm not sure how. I think Joe Biden's going a long way in Iowa. He needs some other people out there to occupy people because he's too much of the focus.
And
I don't think it's working for him.
He's beating up on his own people. Like the guy who came up to him, the wacko that came up to him about climate change. And the guy's like, "No, I'm voting for you, Joe, but I just want to know what you're going to do about climate. Vote for another candidate." You know, and he starts pawing on him and everything. And I'm like, you know, my folks live in a retirement community up on Signal Mountain in Chattanooga. And they swear to me that Joe Biden's conduct and what he does is very similar to what Alzheimer's patients start doing when they first have it. That they get really reactive and they overblow things and it's real, you know, they don't have any patience whatsoever. Wait a minute, I just described myself. No. Who's this again?
Okay, we have a doctor's appointment for you at 4 o'clock today, okay?
I just won't remember it.
Whoops.
So, I think what we all need to be prepared for is even after he's acquitted, it's not over. I mean, Nancy
No, it's not. I can guarantee you it's not. I've heard that from a bunch of people I really respect.
Even if he's acquitted, even if he's reelected, it's going to be this way for another 4 years. They are going to fight him. Even if they are absolutely insane. I mean, we have people on CNN, commentators, saying that Trump is going to take away California's vote.
Yeah, you know, I saw that.
I mean, we got Nancy Pelosi saying that they ought to disbar Trump's attorneys who presented his case in the Senate. And that it's not really an acquittal. I'm like, well, I tell you what, Nancy, I read the book, and the book's going to call it an acquittal. And guess what? Acquittals are forever.
I know. I think that Trump may actually say that on State of the Union on Tuesday.
Oh, and no, and,
right after he congratulates Bernie Sanders for a win in Iowa.
If Trump does not take a victory lap at the State of the Union, I would be shocked. He absolutely should shove it down their throat. And say, hey, when are you guys going to actually join us on all this success? He ought to go down the entire list. And it wasn't Cipollone. It was one of the other lawyers the other night that went through literally the laundry list of all of Trump's successes. And it was just fantastic, you know. And they had to sit there and listen to it, and they can't respond to it, which made it even better. I mean, I have to get a bigger cup to hold the tears of liberals to drink this year. I mean, my cup is overrunning, you know. But what he ought to do is go through that whole thing and just look at them and say, y'all going to join me, or are you just going to just keep doing bogus investigations and impeachment hearings?
There you go. Join the reindeer games.
So, hey, I saw the poll on Sessions, the Sessions Senate race. It looks like he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he is doing well. Is that the one that had him at 47%?
Yeah, 47, and I think it had Tuberville and Bradley at in the 20s, both of them right about 22, 21, each one.
That's the one I'd say.
That's kind of the way I look at it is we win with any of those people elected, you know? And I don't know. I would be interested to see what Doug Jones, now that they know there's not going to be any witnesses, do you think Doug Jones is going to vote no on witnesses?
Well, I was told by somebody that he was going to vote, for impeachment, for guilty.
And, I hope he does.
And the reason is that Doug Jones in his afterlife wants to be doing business like Luther Strange up in Washington, D.C. And so he's made all these great contacts, so he wants to utilize those. If he doesn't do that, he's going to burn those contacts.
Well, okay, that's fine. I get that. So he obviously knows the writing's on the wall for him, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but, well, so, the person that I got that from is a pretty big Dem, and they kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, I heard he's going to split his vote. He's going to vote against the obstruction article, and then he's going to vote for the other, you know. For the abuse of power?
Abuse of power.
Yeah, whatever that is, right?
Abuse of power means you cut in line at the Senate dining room.
Yeah. Hey, you know what it is? It's whatever they want to say. Have a good weekend, my friend.
You too. Great talking to you. This is just so much fun. I can't even stand it. I tell you what, these guys, Jeffers from New York, he wants to run for the U.S. Senate. Of course, Adam Schiff wants to run for the U.S. Senate. They've got a egg timer on Dianne Feinstein.
Goodness.
So when she departs. Okay, let's say, did I finish the last 5 minutes? No, I got one more. I got Lion Adam Schiff. Listen in.
But do you see my point in the angle that this is a tactic? This isn't a. They're always guilty of what they accuse Trump of.
Right.
They say he's illegitimate. No, your inquiry was illegitimate.
Right.
That's why they're hiding the whistleblower. That's why they're hiding the transcript.
Well,
period.
The angle was spot on. You were exactly right with your analysis. And what they've done is they continue to point out over and over again what they are accusing the president of, they're guilty of. We saw that with the Russia investigation, you know, the whole conspiracy. We've got this evidence, and yet the evidence wasn't there. The FISA process was all okay.
Abuse of power. Talk about abuse of power.
It is an abuse of power, and yet Adam Schiff, the problem is Adam Schiff knew the truth, and he lied to the American people over and over and over again.
What's the recourse
and
there? He's going to run for Senate in California, I understand, when there's a retirement.
Well, maybe they have impeachment in California.
I love it. I love it. He wants to run for in California. I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me go to a break. We got so much more. 272-9228. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Discover why Audible is the best way to stay informed, inspired, and entertained. Right now, save $50 on your first year of Audible at audible.com. You get to choose any 12 audiobooks, so you can listen to bestsellers and hear leading experts on topics like finance, fitness, relationships, and more. Listening is the new reading. And right now, your first year is just $99.50. That's a $50 savings. But hurry, it ends January 31st. Visit audible.com today.
Start with Lowe's and save big to update your bathroom. Because when you spend up to $1,000 or more on select vanities, faucets, toilets, and more during our bath event, you can get up to $250 back via Lowe's gift card rebate. And shop our store and save event to pick up an Edsel 72-inch by 48-inch 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit for $10 less, now $79.98. Whatever it takes to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2/5 U.S. only.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, this is where we are. Yes. Ted Cruz, who's really been a guy behind the scenes, I understand, on this whole thing because of his knowledge of the Constitution, he was on last night, and he's going to be talking about witness vote, and Dems didn't prove anything. It's kind of long, but listen in.
All right, Senator, so the breaking news tonight, no surprise on Collins or Romney, really.
Yep.
Lamar Alexander, your reaction?
That's a big, big deal. In terms of whether we're going to have witnesses or not, that's been up in the air for a couple of weeks now. Mm-hmm. I think with this announcement, the chances of additional witnesses now has plummeted. I think in all likelihood, we will see a bunch of motions tomorrow, a bunch of arguments tomorrow, but then I think we are likely to move on Saturday to final judgment at the end of which the president will be acquitted.
Your thoughts on Alaska Senator Murkowski taking a little more time?
You know, as Chad was talking about, it's 53-47. All 47 Democrats are going to vote for additional witnesses. And the reason they are is because the House managers, I think, haven't proven their case. And so what they want to do is just keep it open as long as possible. They want to engage in a fishing expedition and just keep extending it. The big question was, were they going to get four Republicans to join with them? Mitt Romney has already said he's a yes. Susan Collins has said she's a yes. So that takes them to 49. The two others who were reasonable possibilities to join with them were Lamar Alexander and Lisa Murkowski. Given that Lamar is now a no, they're not going to break 50. Lisa, I don't know where she's going to be. I can tell you I've talked with her a number of times over the past couple of days. I've talked with Lamar a number of times over the past couple of days. I know both of them have been thinking about it, have been reflecting on it. A number of other Republican senators have been trying to make the case to both of them that there have been already 17 witnesses who testified the House, actually 18 if you count the Inspector General, that they didn't send over. There has been more than enough testimony, and the House managers haven't proved their case. They haven't proved a high crime or misdemeanor. The constitutional test that we are obliged to apply for impeachment is whether there is a high crime or misdemeanor. And the simple fact that resolves this case is that a president has the authority and, in fact, the responsibility to investigate credible allegations of corruption. And in this case, there was more than enough information, allegations about corruption concerning Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company, corrupt company, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, his son, who Burisma was paying $1 million a year. Given all of that, President Trump was entirely justified in asking for an investigation, and that resolves the matter. That means it was not a high crime or misdemeanor to say, let's investigate this corruption.
Ted Cruz is really kind of coming of his own here. He's found his niche, growing the beard and being kind of the wise man in the background is much better than for him to be the conservative in the foreground. It suits him so much better. He's got much more in the thoughtful professor, wise man concept. And there's been this flurry of interviews that he's been doing. And he's done a very good job, very different than what he used to be.
Oh, yeah. He used to be a bomb thrower.
Much more measured, and that likable professor, the wise man. He plays that part well. Okay, Ted Cruz on the Q&A time here. Listen in.
Take us inside the cloakroom. With your legal background, what have you been saying to your colleagues?
Well, I tell you, the past couple of days have been wild and crazy. We had 93 questions last night. I'm not sure how many we had tonight, about the same. Each question is 5 minutes. You handwrite them or you type them out. The Chief Justice reads them. And I'll tell you, it has been fast and crazy. We've had a number of us submitted questions at the outset, but also there are a bunch of questions that I just sat there and wrote on cards and submitted. And so I've been very actively, a number of us, Lindsey Graham and I, have worked very closely together. We've written a bunch of these questions together. In fact, we've written questions also that other senators have asked, trying to really respond in real time to the factual arguments coming out and also the constitutional issues. So one of the questions to, later tonight that Lindsey asked and that I worked with him to write, we asked it together, was assuming for the sake of argument that John Bolton testified and that all of the evidence indicated there was a quid pro quo. A lot of what the House managers have tried to prove is there was a quid pro quo. There was a condition between pausing the military aid and investigating corruption. Assuming all of that, would the House managers have stated an impeachable offense? And the White House lawyer stood up and made exactly the right argument, which is no. Even if that's the case, even if there were a quid pro quo, it was perfectly legitimate to investigate corruption. You know, the video of Joe Biden, where he brags that he went to the president of Ukraine and he said, I'm going to block $1 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine unless you fire the prosecutor who is investigating Burisma, the company that was paying his son $1 million a year. And as Joe Biden puts it, well, son of a bitch, they fired him. That raised a lot of questions. That raised a lot of questions of corruption. And the president, I think, not only was justified, but had a responsibility to say, look into this and investigate that corruption. I think that exchange was really important.
It is. I'm telling you, this Biden thing is not going to go away. And the only thing that Biden can hope for is that he actually wins Iowa, even if it's by a sliver. And then he'll say, they're coming after me because I'm in the lead. That's the only thing. But if he's like two or three, if he's second, third in the pack, he's going to have a problem, particularly if he does that and repeats in Wentz and repeats in New Hampshire. Ted Cruz, the close, and there was a mistake that he makes at the very end. See if you catch it.
Briefly, if President Trump's watching tonight, your message to him.
The Senate's going to follow the law. We've given both sides a fair trial. The House didn't have a fair proceeding. It had a one-sided partisan proceeding. We let both sides present their case. We're going to apply the law. And I think by the end of the weekend, the president is going to be convicted.
Convicted. When he said that, I was going to like, what? Let's do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yep, it's Tiffany Coleman again to tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Up to 4 hours of debate has started over whether to allow witnesses at President Trump's Senate impeachment trial. Earlier, California Democrat Kamala Harris.
The vast majority of the American public want this United States Senate to produce the new evidence.
The American people know we have heard enough.
Wyoming Republican John Barrasso. Only two Republicans have said they'd vote for witnesses, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. Lisa Murkowski from Alaska has now said that she is a no. It's Brexit Day, with Great Britain formally withdrawing from the European Union.
Little will change immediately as the UK begins a transition period. Most EU laws will continue to be in force, including the free movement of people, until the end of December, by which time the UK aims to have reached a permanent free trade agreement with the EU and also, hopefully, the US.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in London. The vote to leave the European Union was 3.5 years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers will be around from time to time today and into the early evening hours tonight. And those showers will taper off, I think, during the overnight hours tonight. The high today in the mid-50s, low tonight at around 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question. I think the rain chances are very small. We'll see a high around 60 tomorrow, and then Super Bowl Sunday is still looking great. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News 7 2 9 2 2 8. That's where we are on a Friday.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights.
Joey, can I see the cuts, please?
You right on by. And the blue lights shining with
thank you. Let's pick up with Trey Gowdy, one of my absolute favorites. Now, keep in mind that he, during this meeting, we did not know about Lamar Alexander, and certainly didn't know about Murkowski. But it's going to be talked to Trey Gowdy on the whistleblower and Rand Paul. I think this is very interesting.
Was it okay for Rand Paul to mention the name in his tweet today of this? He says he mentioned a name. He says he has no knowledge about whether or not that person is the whistleblower, but he wants to know more about that person's potential involvement in the beginning of all this.
Martha, I like Rand, but I actually think both sides are wrong on this. On the one hand, we make four-year-olds testify in court. We make women who have been sexually assaulted testify in court. So the notion that if you are a relevant witness, that somehow you can escape being examined and cross-examined, we don't do it for anyone else. So why would we do it for this whistleblower? On the other hand, the reason you don't ever hear me talking about the whistleblower is I don't need him. I've got the transcript. Why do I care what someone who overheard the conversation felt about it or thought about it or believed about it? I can read it for myself. So, yes, the whistleblower is relevant, but he's not material. And I would, there are 20 witnesses I think would be more probative than a whistleblower of a transcript that you and I can read for ourselves.
Probative is a great word. Right up there with the ubiquitous. So Trey Gowdy, and you know, you can read the transcript. But again, I'm telling you, this whistleblower thing ain't going away. It's coming back. Biden and Ukraine and Hunter Biden ain't going away. It's coming back. The caller that called in that talked about, is it Shokin, who was the former prosecutor?
Yes.
That did happen. And again, we had to go to the European press to really find out when they went in and looked at it. And what he did is he filed suit against Biden. See where that goes. And the court's going to be in Ukraine. I wonder if they're going to call any witnesses named Joe. Okay, Trey Gowdy, do we need all these people on the phone with the president when we're doing a call? He didn't think so, and I don't think so either.
To the point I was asking about earlier, the question of whether or not whoever this person is pushed open a process that violates the issue of the president's right to have discussions with foreign leaders that are not public, that are not pushed out into the public, even though he knows and he knew at the time that there were many people on that call, but they're in that circle for a reason. Are you worried about the precedent that's been set with that, with all of this?
I am. And the remedy for that is to limit the number of people who are on those calls. I mean, there are consequences anytime someone takes unprecedented acts. And if you're going to listen to a conversation between the president and the leader of another country, and then you're going to violate that confidence and tell someone about it, then the president should shrink the number of people who are on the call. That's the remedy for that. Shrink it. Put it down to maybe the Secretary of State and a subject matter expert. But there were, what, a dozen people on this call? I mean, do we really need a dozen people to take notes? I'd rather hire a court reporter and then let them read the transcript.
Y'all are telling me you keep losing the podcast. That's because we get too many people listening at one time and the pipe will break. Trey Gowdy on witnesses. And this was before Lamar Alexander. Let me tell you something. All the people that were talking about this witness, you remember Lindsey Graham said a couple of days ago, I don't think we'll call witnesses. I think this will be over by Saturday. Ted Cruz basically said the same thing. Trey Gowdy said the same. He didn't know about Alexander by the time this came out. All of them had one thing in common. They were all right.
So what do you think happens tomorrow as the senators finish up this process, potentially, and take it to a vote on witnesses?
You know, Martha, I talked to some of my Senate buddies on the way over tonight in my truck on the cell phone. I am not convinced that they don't have the votes for witnesses. I think that is still very much up in the air. And, you know, I think my Republican friends in the Senate are worried that they may... Some folks may vote for Bolton, but no one on the other side. And that would be an unmitigated disaster for Republicans. If you're going to have Bolton, then you need to have Hunter Biden. If you're going to have Mulvaney, then you need to have Joe Biden. But this notion that we're going to reward the House, who could have called all of these witnesses but did not, could have subpoenaed them but did not, we're going to reward that with an appearance in the Senate. I would just caution my Republican colleagues in the Senate, do not fall for that. Either have no witnesses or have some parity among the witnesses. I do not think that it is a foregone assurance that they will not vote to have witnesses. Not yet.
Okay, so Trey Gowdy spot on several things. Key questions the senators asked. Why is that important?
Lindsey Graham today sounding pretty confident about all of this. Senator McConnell seemed to have a little bit more of a spring in his step today than he did yesterday on this issue. Are there specific senators that you are getting word are maybe not sure at this point? Collins, Lamar Alexander?
Yeah, I mean, Romney for sure, Murkowski, Collins.
Yeah.
And I think you get a sense from the questions that are being asked. I mean, most of the questions are leading questions that already assume the answer. But there's some senators that are really asking legitimate, direct, open questions, soliciting more information. And to the extent those are Republicans, and I've heard it from Collins, I've heard it from Murkowski, Romney, I think.
Are you referring to there was a question by Collins and Murkowski asking about if the president had discussed the Bidens with regard to the larger issue of corruption and when the first time was that came up, correct? Is that the question that you saw as a red flag?
Well, there was another question that I heard, which is it ever appropriate to investigate a political opponent? And under what circumstances? And I remember Adam kind of took a pass on that. And I didn't think there was a great answer from the president's attorneys. But that's a really good question. What are the circumstances under which it would be appropriate? I mean, the fact that somebody's running against me does not give them immunity from crime. It means I shouldn't investigate them, but it doesn't mean they should not be investigated. Yeah. I thought that was a really good question. I think Sinema, probably not on the witness issue, but certainly on the issue of acquittal or conviction, I think Sinema asked a great question last night. And
did.
Knowing her the way I do, I would not be surprised if she was not genuinely undecided on the verdict, but probably not on witness.
Yeah, there could actually be three that are here. And two, I would say, in the likely category. So he's going to be asked a question, what does he think is going to happen with the vote?
You think we're going to see some senators vote to acquit, some Democrat senators?
I think for sure you'll see one in Alabama. If he ever wants to be called senator again, he'll vote to acquit Joe Manchin in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Sinema is her own person, and she's not afraid of anyone, and she's going to vote her conscience, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, and that's part of why I like and respect her so much. Mm-hmm. I have not talked to her about it. I don't think you're going to lose any Republicans. You may pick up Collins and Manchin and Jones in Alabama.
I like that.
Yeah, I saw this interview live last night. How did Trey Gowdy get so close with Kyrsten Sinema?
Well, they were in the House together.
Oh, I didn't know she was in the House.
She was a member of Congress. Good-looking woman, too.
Yes.
The best-looking woman won out of that deal. The fighter pilot can only take you so far. then you got to get down to brass tacks. What does she look like?
It should be interesting to see if McSally wins, because she was appointed, right? She lost that race to Sinema, then she's in the Senate now after being appointed. I wonder if she keeps that seat.
Well, I've seen some polling data, and it's not that it's bad, but it's not good.
Right.
But the whole thing on that election is going to be just like it was before when John McCain was. What's the power of the Trump vote? And right now, Trump is going to tear him up, and Arizona could win New Mexico. Surprise, surprise. And I think some people are going to get shocked. We didn't get to it yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? The new numbers in Texas, these move-ins, everybody's going, these are liberals who are leaving California. Now, these are actually conservatives who are tired of paying taxes and don't want to live under an autocratic regime
right.
That's there. And it's really amazing that number is wrong. The Democrats will go, oh, we're going to turn Texas, red, blue. No, you're not. No, you're not. Okay, let's do this. You've heard it from some of the talking heads. We'll get into Newt Gingrich in a little bit. But let's do this. Is impeachment coming to an end? This is CBS News.
Republican swing votes on impeachment witnesses stealing the spotlight overnight after the 9-hour-long question session on Capitol Hill. But now it looks like the math won't be working in the Democrats' favor.
So is the desperate push to remove President Trump finally nearing an end, or do Democrats have some other options up their sleeves? Former DOJ official Hans von Spakovsky joins us now to explain. Good Ted Cruz kind of went over the math of all this. Take a listen.
Chances of additional witnesses now has plummeted, at the end of which the president will be acquitted. Romney has already said he's a yes. Susan Collins has said she's a yes. Given that Lamar is now a no, they're not going to break 50.
He just said, Lisa, I don't know where, referring to Lisa Murkowski. Still waiting on her answer, but it kind of looks like this could either be a tie or the Republicans could end up not needing any tiebreaker. With that in mind, is there anything else, though, that the Democrats can do to get witnesses called or to prolong this trial?
No, if they don't have the votes to force a motion to call witnesses, there's nothing else they can do to prolong this. The Senate will then move to having a vote, a debate, and then a vote on whether to acquit or convict the president. The only option they would have is, if the president is acquitted, is to try to open up another impeachment investigation in the House. But I have to tell you, if they did that, I don't think the American people would be very happy about. The polling shows that they don't really like what the Democrats have been doing, and this would really provide the evidence that they're only interested in a political partisan witch hunt against the president.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Demo Show on Friday, TGIF edition.
Dan, the money man.
How you doing, big guy?
Man, I was just telling you, compadre there, I said, I got a chance to finally, I watched Elizabeth Whitfield, and you were a guest.
I was.
And I told your partner, I said, you know, he's actually a pretty distinguished-looking gentleman. He cleans up pretty good.
Eric, don't get your eyes checked, okay? That's all I ask. Do not get your vision checked. Do not go to John Swine and Montgomery Physicians.
I hear that. I need to go. Anyhow, I was speaking with Joey earlier. I called earlier today, and I made mention about Baptist South. He knows what I'm talking about. It was nothing to that. So, you know, Joey and I, me and you talked about it on, you know, we spoke about that.
Right.
And my neighbor, everything's hunky dory, so it was.
It was a pure rumor, completely false.
Well,
yeah, that's
tell
exactly
us what
right.
The rumor was.
It had to do with your Corona drinking habits and that thing going on.
Yeah, I guess so. But,
what?
But anyway, I need to get in on a drawing.
What's your month and day of birth?
6/17.
6/17, okay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to let you guys go, but I just wanted to get back with you, Joey, that everything is the green light. Everything's all clear. Dan, I'm glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and Miss Whitfield is an outstanding lady.
She really is, no doubt about it.
You better believe it.
Going to be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Skip Zillow, call Mello. What do I mean by that? That's Paul and Christy Mello. I introduced them to you, to the audience, on Wednesday. Great couple. Have known both of them for a long time. Known Christy for a long, long time. Our families go way back. And Paula was in my office building with me for several years. But let me tell you something. You're thinking about listing your home? Well, would you like to know what's involved in that? Well, I'm going to give you a great way to find out. That's why I call them Paul and Christie. And they'll come over. They can do an assessment of your home, what they think the value is, what the, you know, how does it look? How do they think it will sell? How do they think they will market? They can put all that together for you and talk to you and talk about the options and possibilities for selling your home. Maybe you're looking to buy a home. Well, they can help you with that, too. Paul and Christie are really devoted to this industry. They've done very well. They started buying homes and fixing them up and doing rental homes, and they got into the real estate business because, you know why? They were that good and successful at it. They knew how to look at a house and see what the possibilities are on it. And that's what they can help you with. Whether you're buying a home, and maybe you're going to buy a thing, go into a house and the paint's not quite right, and you can get it for a better price because they can help you really envision what that house can be like. Paul and Christie are just great folks. I'm going to give you Paul's cell phone number, 399-7648. Christie's is 398-3434. Don't call Zillow. Call Mello. Skip Zillow. Call Mello. They're going to be able to help you, and they're going to make this thing happen for you. They're great people. I can say that on a personal basis. I do not just take anybody on this show as an endorsed client. I jumped up and down when I heard about them because I've known them for so long and I have so much confidence in them and what they can do for you. Okay, let's do this. Let's go with the second part. I thought that was kind of an interesting way CBS presented this. Is impeachment coming to an end? Dems say, we don't have a trial. We didn't have a trial, and so acquittal really didn't happen.
Some Republicans have made the case that they should call up witnesses because without them, there will always be questions looming over the president's head. I see you shaking your head. No, you disagree with that. Why?
I disagree. They don't understand. They're misunderstanding the constitutional role of the Senate and the House. The Senate's job is to look at the evidence produced by the House and determine whether it's sufficient to justify impeachment. It's not the Senate's job to complete an incomplete investigation conducted by the House. The House hurried through this. If they thought these witnesses were needed, why didn't they call them when they were investigating in the House?
Valid question.
And we've been talking so far about the Republicans that are on the fence one way or another on witnesses, but there could be a handful of Democrats that could be interested in acquitting the president. Quite frankly, let's call it what it is, for their own political careers. They are in heavy Trump districts. They need to preserve themselves. Have them up there on the screen. Manchin in West Virginia and Sinema in Arizona, both up, I believe, in 2024. Doug Jones up this year.
Right.
If those three or one of those three ends up voting for acquittal, what does that mean in terms of how this is perceived by the nation?
Well, that will help the Republicans make the case that this was a bipartisan agreement that the president should be acquitted. And frankly, that's what those senators ought to do, because the case presented by the House, they simply did not prove that the president should be impeached. They didn't show that he broke any laws. They didn't show that his behavior in the foreign policy area was any different than any prior presidents, including his immediate predecessor, President Obama. So they just haven't proven the case for impeachment.
Okay. Every day I play the CBS cut. That cut is vastly different of their portrayal and their look at impeachment.
Yeah.
You can tell the show's over and the monkey's dead just by the way CBS just did that. Vastly different. I don't know where they, hey, you, come here. So you think that the impeachment thing screwed up? Come on, you come on the air. Because they had all these people saying, well, you know, they're proving their case and the defense hasn't really done a good job. This guy's 180 degrees out there. When I say that kind of smile, I know it's show's over, monkey's dead. It's done. Woody Bagwell, I know you got a chuckle out of that, didn't you? He's the one that told me that. That's when a stock really falls apart, that's what you say. Show's over, monkey's dead.
And let me throw one into your wheelhouse here. Why the market down? Like, I don't know exactly where it is right now, but it was 500 something.
Yeah, 586 points. That's coronavirus. people don't realize, and we're kind of surprised. We certainly have talked about it at Ameriprise, but that the media has not played of the importance of what's going on in the countries it's affecting. Think about Hong Kong.
Right.
It's the second largest group of people that are there, Hong Kong. And Hong Kong is nothing but a free enterprise trading area. So if you can't go to Hong Kong and you can't leave Hong Kong,
right,
or if you're from Hong Kong, you can't go back to Hong Kong, that's pretty bad. Then you think about Wuhan, which is kind of an industrial, this is where you have a lot of plants that handle businesses here in Alabama in that area. That's all shut down. So right, you can't get product out, you can't go in, you can't go out, it's done. And I'll tell you, Joey, this is happening at such a bad time for China, considering, thank goodness, they got the tariff stuff done in the beginning right, trade agreement. This may move them to the second phase of this thing at record speed.
Well, and the World Health Organization, when they declared their emergency, I suppose I heard them say that we're not doing this because it's in China. China has the capability of handling this, but the potential spread to countries near China that don't have the infrastructure or health protocols ready to go, that could be really bad.
Right. I mean, you've got Vietnam to the southeast right, of that, southwest of that, and Hanoi, and you get into that. I mean, their medical system, once you kind of get outside of Hanoi, you could kill thousands of people, be dead in the jungles that are out there. I mean, and then if it gets into the India provinces.
Right.
And that's the problem, is there's so many people that are doing business in China, and their business world is very much face-to-face. It is not email and telephone calls. It's very much face-to-face and make a deal. And if you think about all the dealing that we did with China, they came here or we went there, but it was face-to-face. I learned that by going to China, that you would never, ever contemplate having a discussion with them that was not in person.
Yeah, they're very formal in that regard.
Very formal. They want to sit at a table. They want to look you in the eye. They want to have everything on literally on the table.
Yeah.
Things that are your plan, their plan, and done in transcripts and things. So that just takes it all out. When we do our conference call for Ameriprise, and they're talking about that, that is the impact of the market.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And it really is happening. Let me tell you, if it gets into Japan, South Korea, God help us if it gets into North Korea, because they ain't got anything medical system. Oh, you sick? We'll take you to the gulag.
Right. They're
building a 3,000-bed hospital in 10 days. That tells you right there how desperate they are.
Well, if it gets into North Korea, if anything I know about North Korea, they'll just use it to their own advantage.
This is why Americans did it.
The regime to protect you against the Americans and the Chinese. Like, my goodness.
Unbelievable. And there are people that go from China and for North Korea, go into China to work and go back into North Korea and the vice versa. I mean, somebody's got to be going, uh-oh. I mean, think about it. That could be bad.
Right.
That
could be really bad.
Just tear. And the concept is there are thousands of people who have died from this that we just don't know about yet.
That makes sense.
That China hadn't revealed. But it would be interesting for me to do a replay of one of our morning talks that we do on international, national, and U.S. markets. And this is certainly the focus of it. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.